producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're here.
Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. We're here in force with strength of opportunity. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen. It is New Hampshire primary day, Tuesday, February the 9th. Pushing aside all of the arguments that I make for not doing it this way, and many other people who have a conscience, many other people who have intelligence, many other people who understand that this country is not working the way it ought to work, think we ought to have a national primary day, and it ought not to be today. It's too soon. March, maybe later on, but to have all of this hoopla, the news media has gone crazy. I was in New Hampshire yesterday, as I hope most of you heard, with a conversation that basically was built around the push, the prep, the primary, and who was there and what they had to say. And I'm going to bring you some of the audio from that during the course of this hour, what some of the candidates and their surrogates said about their candidacy. One of the things that most people don't know is the actual number of folks who are running. Pretty much the news media gets you to think there are only 2 Democratic candidates and 9 Republicans on the ballot in New Hampshire today. In reality, voters in New Hampshire are going to be faced with an astonishing choice of 28 on the Democratic side and 30 on the Republicans. That's right. You can choose between 28 Democrats and 30 Republicans. That's pretty much because anybody who filed their papers last year paid $1,000 to the New Hampshire state government can make the primary ballot. A lot of individuals, almost entirely white middle-aged men, decided they wanted to do just that. And in theory, have just as much chance of winning as any other candidate. Would you like to know who the 30 Republicans are on the ballot? Wow, here we go. Tim Cook, a self-declared Christian conservative who says gun control made the Holocaust possible and beat Hillary Clinton in his own Twitter poll. All right. Ted Cruz, candidate who is doing fairly well according to the polls. Brooke Cullison, lawyer from Illinois, owns a beagle named Buddy. I didn't tell you. There's just, they tell you a little about themselves. And so he put up Hillary Clinton versus Tim Cook on his Twitter page, and he won. Woo-hoo! Matt Zrode, former Pittsburgh area councilman, who says he's done everything that frontrunner Donald Trump has done on a smaller scale, proposed that West Pennsylvania should secede from the Union and become its own state, or secede from the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah. All right, let's see. J. Daniel Dias wants to force Congress to declare public homosexual acts illegal. It's his campaign. Carly Fiorina, businesswoman who is believed to be the next candidate that will drop out. Believed by whom to be the next candidate? Believed by some gooky guy who believes that and putting it in print, it will happen. Actually, Kara, let's go to the material that we have from Carly Fiorina. The first thing that I asked her in the conversation was how she expected to get the millennials to vote for her.
You know, I have exceeded expectations every step of the way.
I started out 17 out of 16 candidates. Nobody thought I'd make it through the first month, and here I am. There are only 8 people left. I've beaten a couple on that stage Saturday night already in Iowa, and I may just do it again. At every rally I have, I am surrounded by young people.
All right. Her problem, or her fix for dealing with the drug problem in America.
Well, you know, we buried our daughter to addictions, so this cuts very close to home to me. And I think we are misleading young people when we tell them that smoking a joint is like drinking a beer. It's not. We have to reform our criminal justice system. We have the highest incarceration rates in the world, and I can remember standing in front of a judge and pleading not to send my daughter to jail. His hands were tied. When we criminalize addiction, we are not treating addiction. I visited many fine prevention, treat, and recovery centers here in New Hampshire, but what they need is resources. It's why we have to get control of the money in Washington and quit wasting it in Washington and send it to community centers and states where it will do some good. And finally, we need to reform the HIPAA laws, because the HIPAA laws isolate addicts from people who are trying to help them.
What about the sad state of veterans care? The question put to Carly Fiorina.
The Veterans Administration is a stain on our honor, and it's an example of how politicians have let us down over and over again. Here's the truth. The people of this great nation were so outraged by scandals in the VA that they managed to get passed, through their pressure on Congress, a bill that said we could fire 400 senior executives. Only 3 of them have been fired. 2 of them are suing to get their jobs back. Meanwhile, 307,000 veterans have died waiting for health care, and the VA handed out $142 million in bonuses for superior performance. Folks, the system isn't working for us. This is a stain on our honor. So you can't elect another politician who's going to promise you the moon and do nothing. We have to reform the VA, and I'm the only one with a plan to do it.
All right. So there's some food for thought for those of you who are listening. I think we have 3 or 4 stations in New Hampshire. The voting gets underway, I think it's 7, from the social media side of things, facebook.com/good day, twitter@good day. Greg writes, while she picked the best table to be at the time, her candidacy is already completely flamed out. I don't agree with that, but I think she's quite a formidable candidate. I enjoyed talking to her. She's very much the way you would. She's buttoned up, man. Is she buttoned up? Rennie writes, why didn't you ask the question you say that candidates should be discussing? Why ask about millennials? Because that's what they're up there doing. They're strategizing to get the millennial vote. And beside that, the questions that everybody else asked were questions that I don't want to ask the same questions everybody else asks. I don't. I never do that. I don't want to ask that stuff because, in a sense, there's something to what you're saying, Rennie. The other things that are important, there are 3 or 4 other things that are close to me, and the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse thing was something that was on my mind, but at that time they were wrapping it up, so that would have been something else that I would have asked. Barbara says that Carly Fiorina is a waste of time. Okay, well, everybody's entitled to his or her opinion. That's what this is all about. Your opinion, 888-302-3684, and mine. Facebook number, good day. Facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day show, and email to Doug@dougstefan.com. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. Know more, love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
888-302-3684, Doug Steffen, a Good Day program with our focus now on the New Hampshire primary. At midnight, three New Hampshire locations kicked off the primary season. The caucus, people say, well, the caucus is the primary season. Caucus isn't really a primary. The caucus is a caucus. Differently done. It still put somebody on the map or changed around the chairs on the Titanic, but it didn't have, it has, what comes out of it are the actual delegates. And then you go from there. But here, for either party, by the way, delegates for either party, here you have the system take X number of votes and you get X number of delegates. So 9 people voted in New Hampshire this morning, known for its longstanding practice of holding the vote at midnight. This is Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, one of the first towns to report results. And here they are. On the Republican side, Kasich got 3 votes. Trump got 2. On the Democratic side, Sanders got 4 votes. Mrs. Clinton got none. So that's the first result. There won't be much else during the course of the day. News media make a big deal out of all of that. Oh, does this mean that Kasich's win? Kasich, I think, will do better than you think he's going to do. It wouldn't surprise me if at the end of the night tonight or tomorrow morning we go on the air and talk about the results of this thing, that Trump comes in first and Kasich comes in second. I think that Rubio Cruz, this is probably wishful thinking on my part, so I'll tell you that right up front. This is, by the way, the thing that people confuse when it comes to conversation like this, at least on my program, is I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen based oftentimes on my instinct and my gut. I'll also tell you what people are saying about polls and the other stuff, but it's clear, hopefully, the people listening to me, that much of what I say is my opinion based on either what I've read, what I sense, what I hear. Yesterday I spent 8 hours up there and I got a lot of, exposed to a lot of BS. And I also got a feel as to some of the candidates. And this is because of what was really going on in the room, sort of. You know what I mean? 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most interesting things about looking around at the political sphere that we're in is to take somebody who's a local fixture and then see how her world, and I say hers in this circumstance because Senator Jean Shaheen, governor before, I'm trying to remember the first time we ever had a conversation, it was more local than that, and I can't remember what you did before you were governor.
Well, I was in the state senate, but before that I was at the University of New Hampshire, and I started out as a teacher here.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Because I was a teacher as well. I think this was how many years ago?
A long time ago.
Oh, come on.
Longer than we want to tell people,
probably.
Right?
So how is it like to serve in these different posts? What's the same and what's different as you've worked your way up the ladder to be a senator?
You know, what's the same is the people.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing the concerns that people have and their desires and aspirations, that's one of the things that I most like about public service, being able to try and respond to issues that people have if they have a problem with the bureaucracy, whether it's the state of New Hampshire or whether it's the federal government trying to be helpful.
But you're more removed from it now, so is it harder to help?
Well, I try and stay as connected as I can.
Well, maybe it's easier in a smaller state than people know. You walk
it
down
is.
The street, people won't be afraid to come up and say hello to you. You're very approachable. You always were. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on now. How do you decide between the two?
Well, I've endorsed Hillary. I endorsed her back
but
last
how did you?
Summer.
But because you were friends.
You know,
you served with both of them in the Senate.
I have. And I know Martin O'Malley very well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay,
so
right. Left
when
him
he
out,
was
yeah,
in.
Right.
But, you know, I've had a chance to see Hillary in action. I met her even before she was First Lady. I worked with her when she was in the White House. She talks about being instrumental in getting children's health insurance through. For me, I was governor then. I know that because of that, we were able to insure tens of thousands of kids here. I saw what she did as senator to help rebuild New York after September 11th, to help fight for those first responders, something that we're still fighting for. We just were able to continue to get their help care benefits that they need for the firefighters and the police who responded.
Does it bother you when some of they've been, the two of them, she and Sam have been very good with each other because they respect each other. They may not agree, but they've carried themselves off in a respectable way. Does it bother you when people accuse either or both of them of not being who you see them to be? Like the people who say Mrs. Clinton doesn't tell the truth, Bernie's a socialist, he's a communist, all of that stuff.
One of the best things about the New Hampshire primary is that it's an opportunity to hear other people's opinions, and I think historically we've been very respectful of other people's opinions, and I hope that continues in this race, because come November we're all going to need each other, and it's important to draw the distinctions, draw the differences, but to also point out that, as Hillary and Bernie both say, that on their worst day, there's still a better choice for the future of this country than the other side. Yeah. So I think that's important to remind people.
Mm. Do you see yourself on the national picture? If Mrs. Clinton said to you, would you run with me? What would you
say?
No,
I don't see I don't see her asking, and I don't see myself accepting. You know, I'm, as I said, one of my great joys has been being able to represent people in this state, and I continue to want to do that and to be helpful in every way I can, and that's why I'm supporting Hillary, you know, because I think she understands the challenges that families face here. She's been here for a year listening to people, and she has not just an understanding, but she has plans to address that, and she also understands the national security threat we face in this country. And you know, I sit on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I got to be there when she was confirmed as Secretary of State, and I've seen what she's been able to do internationally, and we need a commander-in-chief ready on day one, because you can't decide what comes in the door when you're the president.
Jean Shaheen, Senator from New Hampshire, nice to have you here.
A visit to a potato farm and potato chip factory in Germany today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Johanning Snack is both a potato farm and a potato chip factory near Raden, Germany. Heiner Johanning says three generations of the family have been potato farmers.
We make 500 hectares of potatoes, and the most from the potatoes we produce chips in our own factory at the farm.
Johanning says the snack food part of the family business started in 2010 and employs more than 40 individuals.
Our productions are kettle chips. We produce for Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, France, Switzerland, and Poland, and a little bit for Russia. We have 40...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation? Get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Stephan, good day program for Tuesday, primary day. It's the 9th of February, February, like library. Yes, Mr. Stephan, thank you. All right, so that's what I taught my students when I was teaching English. Now let's teach some political science. Going through the list of those people who are candidates, there are 58 running in the New Hampshire primary today. To sort of go over where we are at this point from the information that I've already passed along, the three New Hampshire locations that have started, the results in Dixville Notch, Kasich 3, Trump 2, Sanders 4, Clinton 0. All right, so that's on that side. And I gave the first segment of the hour, the first few minutes, to the Republicans on the ballot. So now let's turn it around a little bit and see who the 28 Democratic candidates are and find there were fewer. The surrogates and or the candidates were not to be found yesterday in Manchester. Bill Clinton was all around the state over the weekend and yesterday and will be there today to get people to vote for his wife. I would think he'd have some impact. Bernie Sanders here, there, and everywhere. Bernie was on Saturday Night Live and had a bad cold. Sounds like he really does have a bad cold, and why wouldn't he? Being around all those people, not getting any sleep, 74, 75 years of age, I got a lot of respect for the guy. And I'm teetering back and forth about his values because of the socialistic stuff. His socialism is not what I'm for by a long shot, but some of the ways of shaking up the government
and getting different results from government are things that do appeal to me. But because the socialism is such a strong part of his platform, I can't imagine that I would be there in a booth voting for him. But that's my point of view. What's yours? And then let's find out who some of these other candidates are, the Democratic candidates. Somebody just sent me an email, said, so what? They don't make any difference. But this is, we all know who the main characters are. I just find it interesting that people would spend $1,000 to get on the primary, on the ballot for the primary. I just don't, I don't think we pay enough attention to some of these people who, even though they may be cuckoo or they may not have a real grasp of reality, this is their reality. This is their priority. These are their thoughts, and they are entitled to them. This is a free country, and those of you who want to sweep them aside, brush them aside, blow them aside, no. Here we go. 28 Democratic candidates for president on the New Hampshire ballot. Lloyd Kelso pledged to give his entire presidential salary to charity. Stephen Lipscomb, running with the slogan of Fix America. Star Locke, Texas carpenter, strong views on Islam. And I'm going to guess that they aren't positive. That'd be my guess. Oh, Doug, you're just generalizing because he's from Texas. Yeah, I'm entitled to do that. Robert Lovett, somebody from Kentucky. William McGoy describes himself as a non-socialist Bernie Sanders. Raymond Moroz would be ecstatic if he got 12 votes. That's the number Jim Gilmore got in Iowa. Edward O'Donnell has been running for president for 32 years. Cost him $1.2 million in the 32 years he's run. Martin O'Malley was running for president. He dropped out, didn't he? Kara, didn't? Yeah, O'Malley dropped out.
Yeah, let's see.
Bernie Sanders, still running for president at a very substantial cost, but he's raising a lot of money, has raised a lot of money. Graham Schwass, environmental candidate pledging to protect the sky that you breathe, the waters that flow through your veins. Well, I don't have any sky in my breath. I have air I'm breathing. Not as much oxygen in it as there used to be. That's very true. And the waters are not flowing through my veins. Blood's flowing through my... Well, that's mostly water. Okay, I got it. Thank you, Mr. Schwass. Sam Sloan running for the Democratic presidential nomination. He's a chess player, former Libertarian Party candidate, who says he's running in favor of Hillary to bring more votes to her. Edward Sonino. Website claims he has a solution to end poverty. Well, Bernie Sanders will tell you that. Michael Steinberg, Social Security disability campaigner, has written a novel on being a lesser-known presidential candidate. Vermin Supreme. I got a feeling this is not this guy's real name. However, he is always running for the president, wearing a rubber boot on his head, pledges to give free ponies to voters. David Thistle. These are some of the people I've seen, and you'll see, you could have seen, wandering around New Hampshire looking for votes. Let's see, Mr. Thistle is just a man from New Hampshire. James Valentine wants the U.S. Constitution to be rewritten. Not a bad idea, actually, in some sections. Richard Weil pledges to reboot America with a $22 minimum wage. Ooh. John Wolfe challenged President Obama for the 2012 Democratic presidential nomination. Didn't win. Too bad, John. You'd probably done a better job. John Adams, not the second president of the United States, is what he says. Steve Burke claims to have helped free U.S. prisoners in North Korea. Hillary Clinton, up-and-coming politician. Only woman on the list. You know, there's been a lot of, let's stop here for a moment. On her, a lot of conversation, there were, yesterday, we had lots of surrogates running around for the various New Hampshire candidates, but not any for the Democrats, with the exception, well, there was a lot of conversation yesterday about Madeleine Albright's interview She is one of Mrs. Clinton's most prominent supporters. You heard Jean Shaheen a few minutes ago. We'll have Jim Gilmore's conversation with us in a few minutes in this half hour, just to sort of mix things up. Anyway, so Secretary of State Albright sort of took everybody's breath away because she said, well, she didn't really say what the news media said she said about your brain dead if you don't vote for Mrs. Clinton. What she said was, if women are not supporting women, that's not good. Anyway, so Secretary Albright was asked why she thought Hillary Clinton was the best person to be the president of the United States.
I think that the reason that she is the best person is her own background and her experience. I don't think we've ever had anybody that is a candidate that is so grounded in issues of domestic policy and foreign policy and is able to see the interconnection with both her head and her heart. And her background in terms of having started out as somebody who was an advocate for the children in the Children's Defense Fund, and then her experience when she was First Lady was fantastic, and then a senator, and then on the Armed Services Committee, and then a Secretary of State. And she has a capability of really going into issues in depth, understanding all the facts, but also when she traveled abroad as secretary, of not only having those meetings in fancy rooms, but going and talking to the people in a country, understanding the role of people in any country, and understanding what their needs are. And so the combination of things, I think, is what's so remarkable about her. And I think we're lucky to have her be a candidate.
All right, so there's Madeleine Albright on Hillary Clinton, and there are other people that are on that list, but I tried to give you as many on one side as I did on the other. In a moment or two, some other perspectives on the New Hampshire primary, which is today, no big duh there, 42 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. Know more, love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, how do you do? 46 past the hour now on Good Day. So some of the other, and this is it today, I'm not going to tell you that my entire program is going to be devoted to the New Hampshire primary. I decided not to go back. I was there yesterday, but decided not to go back today because the weather's lousy here in New England. Frankly, there was a snowstorm that affected southern New England, and I don't want to fight that. Plus, more importantly, what you were listening to yesterday, and it always happens on these radio rows, it's so noisy because there are so many of us. I was the only national guy in the room, but there were a lot of other local hosts doing their programs, and it's very noisy. All the candidates are in there. Nobody's shielding what they say, so you hear all kinds of crazy stuff if you're listening sort of between my breaths. So I don't know. I just thought this would be a better way of doing it. We have some people up there who will wander over to the microphone. So if you can stick around with us for a couple of hours, you'll probably hear some more interesting folks. Here's reporter Edie Lambert, who was on the street yesterday while I was there, talking to a teacher, in this instance, from California, who's in New Hampshire volunteering for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a long journey for Pishon McGraw to reach this front porch. So you just got in.
I did. I got in at Logan Airport about 4 hours ago.
What made you decide to fly all the way out here from California?
You know, 24 years ago I came out to New Hampshire when I was a Smith College student and was supporting Bill Clinton.
Today, this U.S. history teacher from San Mateo County is a fervent Bernie Sanders supporter.
And I love how he's fired up a lot of people of all different ages, all different races, all different religions.
Although she wishes she had brought snow boots.
This California didn't plan very well.
McGraw says if she wants to play a role in this election, this is where she has to be.
You know, in California, by the time we get the primary, sometimes it's already decided.
Yeah.
And we're such a big populated country, state that you really can't get up and close and really meet the candidates.
All right. So that's good. That's a great way of demonstrating how to participate in the system. I would be proud, even though I don't agree with her in terms of who she's supporting. What a wonderful way to exercise your right as a citizen and to get involved in the system. I hope she's teaching her students the same thing. Here are from the street yesterday a number of New Hampshire voters that I talked to on whether they'll be supporting Donald Trump or not.
I don't think so. I like his ideas. He's got good ideas, but the way he presents himself and gets his point across is not really correct. He should tone it down some.
I think that his policies and his ideas and some of the issues are legit. You know, we can see if he's, I guess, a man of his word, but I like to, I guess, give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's a very intelligent person. I don't necessarily agree with his ideas, I think. In some circumstances, he's racist, and I really don't like that. But not really a fan, but I don't really have much against him. So
it's a very odd experience going to a Trump rally. There's no question in my mind, Trump will win.
I don't buy that he's a conservative, and I think so. To me, that is untrue, and if he is being untruthful about that, what else isn't he being truthful about? I don't trust him.
I don't like him at all. And
if the election was today between him and Hillary or him and Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't vote.
All right, so Kara, we have a cut from Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr. I asked him why his father, or what his father would do about the issue of cybersecurity.
Well, he'd bring in people who would actually understand what they're doing, and it's a big issue, obviously, the cyber attacks, and it's one of the biggest security threats we actually face today. And so he would do what he does in a business, which is bring in the best of the best to make sure that we have people that are competent and working on the right things to make sure that those systems are in place to be able to thwart and defer any attacks that would be coming this way.
Notice how his enunciation is kind of like his father. Both of his sons were there. Eric Trump was there as well. Pretty good, all in all, a pretty good day, I think. 51 after on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the seat of the activity. The big deal tomorrow, obviously, in New Hampshire is the primary. I was almost going to use the term caucus. Governor Jim Gilmore is here, who's one of the Republican candidates. I guess this, we were just talking about this off the air, how people are saying this is a governor's race. You decided to get into this. For whatever the reason, I mean, with me, when you separated Martin Luther King Day from Robert E. Lee Day, I thought that was a significant thing, and that's sort of when you came into my radar. And so what sort of the big things versus the smaller things, but the smaller things oftentimes add up to bigger things. You've done a lot of important things as governor of Virginia, but for whatever the reason, you haven't gotten the traction that you may deserve. How do you feel? It's like the news media, who's the culprit, or is there a culprit?
Well, you put two things in there, so let me address them real quick. Number one, you're right about the separation of Martin Luther King Day from Robert Lee. I didn't think that you had to be disrespectful with anybody. That's what I was trying to do, was right, to preserve those things. But, I think the real problem right now is the Republicans are sending this message that we're going to scapegoat people. Mm-hmm. And I'm against that. I'm for including people, and that was always my track record. Now, with respect to the race, yeah, you're right. The national media media are trying to shape the race and decide for the people who they get to see and who they don't get to see. And I think that's wrong. And, Doug, when I become the President of the United States, we're going to have a serious conversation with the Federal Communications Commission about all this free advertising that they're giving their selected candidates. Donald Trump said the other day he didn't have to spend any money for broadcasting. He's getting it all for free.
Right. I mean, he is. He's become the darling of the set because he gets headlines. But do we know any more about Donald Trump than we know about you? Your record, I mean, we all know what he has done as a businessman. Here, listen, look at this. You and I are having a conversation about Trump instead of about you. Well, I don't want to talk about Trump now. I want to talk about
well,
you.
Well, let's talk about me.
Yeah.
I'm a native. I'm a home guy from Virginia.
Where in Virginia you grew up?
Well, I grew up in Richmond.
Yeah.
And my father was a meat cutter. We were a working class family. My mother was a secretary. I went to the public high school. I went to the University of Virginia and studied foreign policy. I joined the United States Army and became an Army
intelligence. You're the only veteran who's running in the entire slate on both sides.
That's correct. So in your listening area, nationwide, if anybody out there cares about whether or not there's a veteran in the race, I'm the only veteran. And I'm running on Veterans Affairs, too.
I mean, it should be. The veterans, the whole VA is a GD mess.
Yeah. So, you know, my position is national security because this is a dangerous time. It's no time to be putting an amateur in the White House. It's going to endanger the country. Second, Veterans Affairs. And third, Second Amendment gun rights.
All right, let's get into the weeds a little bit, though, here. Because when I talk about Veterans Affairs and the gentleman who ran the New Hampshire Department for Veterans was here, and I said the same thing to him, and I say it on the air all the time. There isn't one contractor who doesn't get paid. Pentagon pays all the bills. Contractors get paid. So veterans who have put the uniform on, put their lives on the line, they come back, and half of them don't get any attention at all. What, 800 last year died because they couldn't get attention? And how in the world is this not the number one or certainly number two or number three on the radar screen of candidates who are running?
Well, the problem you see is politicians want to pay lip service. But I actually have the background and the common history with veterans in this country as the only veteran in the race. And I know what needs to be done. I know that...
Can you get it done, though? Is it the bureaucracy so big there and elsewhere that you keep one guy, even with good intentions, can't get it done?
You know, that's a very legitimate question. But my experience as governor is that if you want to move things forward in a positive way, the chief executive can do that. And the President of the United States is in a position to make sure that the VA is managed properly. And you got to identify the problems. And I have done that. And I know what needs to be done. Veterans need to be treated with respect. Specific diseases, mental and otherwise, need to be addressed, like post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide danger. The open positions for psychologists in the VA need to be filled. The standard of care has to be the same for veterans in the VA process as it is into the private sector, or else they get to go to the private sector. And we have to have a legitimate appeals process for veterans who feel like that they're being turned down and then don't have a voice about those kinds of decisions. I know what to do because I am a veteran.
You and Rand Paul and Mrs. Fiorina, maybe more than any of the others, maybe Mike Huckabee, I believe, to go back to where we were a few minutes ago, were disrespected because of how the people at, whether it's CNN or Fox or ABC, what was the air in the room like when you were with all these other candidates?
Well, I've done two of the debates, Doug. I did the first one in Cleveland, and then I did the one the other day in Des Moines. And, you know, I don't mean to be egotistical about this. I don't think my fellow Virginians know that I'm not that way. But all the independent commentators said I won that undercard debate last week.
Mm-hmm.
Even after being denied the right to be on the stage for months and months, I won the undercard debate.
Good to have you here. Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you.
Nice to visit with you.
Thank you.
Governor Jim Gilmore from Virginia, a presidential candidate here in New Hampshire.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.